Welcome to Cover 4. If you're a Section 4 football fan, this is your podcast. I'm Coach Smith, and I'll be your host. The Cover 4 podcast is made possible by TDS Performance Improvement. 60% of first-time leaders fail. TDS Performance Improvement prevents these failures by assessing, training, and coaching the right people for the most important responsibility in the world, leading people. Are you prepared to lead people? Visit TDSPI.com and click on Find Out. Hey, Section 4 football fans, it's that time of year again. Welcome to the Cover 4 podcast kickoff episode. I look forward to bringing you the 2023 Section 4 football season. But first things first, thank you to everyone who helped make the Cover 4 podcast such a success. The Cover 4 podcast complements and includes local sports media professionals from affiliates of ESPN, Fox, CBS, print media, and radio. You can expect the same professional level of knowledge and insight from our award-winning team of veteran Section 4 football analysts. The team returns Roger Neal and myself covering the Broome County teams. Nate Lull, host of the Nate Lull podcast, will be covering the Eastern teams. Tim Burney, the creator of the Five Sports Reports, will analyze the Tioga County teams. And Andrew Laguerre, longtime sports writer for the Elmira Star-Gazette, will provide coverage of the Western teams. And I'm happy to introduce to you our first-round draft pick this year, Ryan Ginio. He's the play-by-play broadcaster for ESPN Ithaca. Ryan will cover the Northern teams. Now for the Section 4 classification overview. Like last season, there will be 39 Section 4 football teams competing in 2023. In the AA classification, it will be the same three teams returning: Binghamton, Corning, and Elmira. In the A classification, one team has moved out, and that's Ithaca. They have moved to the independent classification, leaving three teams: Horseheads, Union Endicott, and Vestal. In the B classification, there will be six teams, with Shenango Valley moving up from the C classification. Those teams in the B classification are Shenango Valley, Johnson City, Maine Endwell, Norwich, Owego Free Academy, and Windsor. In the C classification, there will also be six teams, with Sydney moving up from the D classification. That will be Shenango Forks, Oneana, Watkins Glen Odessa Montour, Sydney, Susquehanna Valley, and Waverly. In the D division, there will be eight teams competing. Newark Valley has moved down from C to D. The D classification is comprised of Bainbridge Guilford, Delaware Academy, Deposit Hancock, Harpersville Afton, Newark Valley, Spencer Vanette and Cander, Tioga, and Walton. The eight-player classification will again have nine teams. And those nine teams are Green, Oxford, Unadilla Valley, Unitego Franklin, Groton, Moravia, Newfield, Thomas A. Edison, and Trumansburg. And rounding out the classification is the 11-player independent classification comprised of four teams: Dryden, Ithaca, Lansing, and Whitney Point. Section 4 welcomes four new head coaches. In Owego, General Patton, that's actually Patton Taylor, he's the new leader of the Owego Free Academy Indians. Patton replaces longtime Owego coach Steve Verkler. Steve was much more than a head coach. Steve was very active at the sectional and state levels of high school football. And actually, way back in the day when I received my New York State football coaching certification, Coach Verkler was my mentor. Thank you, Coach. Steve was also the head coach for the inaugural Big 44 Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, All-Star Classic, which was held last November in Syracuse. Patton graduated from Tioga Central in 2011. He went on to pitch four seasons for the Penn State Nittany Lions. For the last 8 years, Patton's been a strength conditioning coach and is heading into his third year as a Wiggles strength and conditioning coach. For the past two seasons, he's been an assistant coach for the Wego JV football team and head coach of the Wego JV baseball team. On to Newfield, where Ian Valentine takes over the reins of the Newfield Trojans, replacing Hank Newbert, who is now Newfield's athletic director. Ian is a 2008 graduate of Newfield. Ian has spent the last two seasons as the defensive coordinator at Newfield. Before returning to his alma mater, Coach Valentine spent 8 years at Ithaca High School coaching football at every level. Valentine graduated from Southern Vermont College in 2012, where he played baseball for four seasons. After graduation, he spent six seasons as a varsity baseball coach at Ithaca High School and coached football in the fall. Coach Valentine also runs the flag football program in Newfield, coaches eighth grade boys basketball, and he serves as the varsity baseball assistant coach. The Ithaca Little Red introduce Kyrie Brown as the new head coach at Ithaca High School. Kyrie was an assistant coach the last two seasons under head coach Clarence Welch, who was also a Little Red alumnus. Kyrie played at Ithaca High School from 2013 to 2016 and Ithaca College from 2017 to 2020. The Little Red have also added two assistants who played at Ithaca High School with Kyrie, Daquan Griffin and Nizir Lands. Ithaca is definitely building a program from within. Now on to Groton. Nick Dyson is the new head coach of the Groton Indians. He is a 2003 graduate of Tioga Central and is currently the business administrator at Groton Central School District. Nick played baseball, basketball, volleyball, and was the quarterback for the Tigers football team. He was named the Male Athlete of the Year for both Tioga Central and Tioga County in his senior year. And when Nick graduated, he was the only student athlete who was a member of three teams who won IAC championships that year in football, basketball, and baseball. He takes over for Joe Manning, who led the Indians to an 11-1 record last season, the best record in the eight-player classification. There's one new playing surface in Section 4 this year, and that's at Tioga Central. Haggerty Field has a facelift, and they have a well-deserved new turf for their playing field. The football officials are the third team on the field, and their ranks continue to get thinner and thinner. If you or someone you know is interested in joining the third team on the field, visit their Facebook page at Southern Tier Football Officials. That's @ Southern Tier Football Officials. They definitely need your help, and without them, the game doesn't go on. This season, Fox 40 has rekindled their Section 4 football show called Fourth and Goal. Sports director Ian Mills will host the show. Ian has recruited some of our Cover 4 football podcast analysts for the show, which began airing Thursday, August 24th, and will continue each Thursday at 6:30 following Fox News throughout the season. Keep visiting the Cover4.com website and sharing your next fan up ideas. The Cover4.com website contains all the links and information you need to satisfy your Section 4 football fan fix. Say that four times fast. The website again is Cover4.com, and that 4 is Roman numeral. COVERIV.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Tell your friends to visit cover4.com and be the next fan up. Your inputs are never out of bounds. In football and life, it's not where we line up, it's where we wind up. Thank you for listening to the Cover 4 podcast.